Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making a jungle break roll swing, breathe, and actually work in a drum and bass arrangement. Today we're not just looping a break and hoping for the best. We're turning it into a proper effect style transition tool. Something that can bridge sections, build tension, and push your track forward with that classic jungle and DNB energy. If you've ever heard a break fill that feels alive, a little messy in the best way, and perfectly placed right before a drop, that's the vibe we're going for. Let's jump in. First, load up a clean breakbeat sample on an audio track. A classic Amen style break is a great place to start because it already has a strong snare, kick movement, and lots of little details we can work with. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, which is right in the drum and bass zone. Now warp the break so it locks to the grid. If it's a percussive break, use Beats Warp mode. Turn on the metronome and listen carefully. At this stage, don't worry if it sounds a little stiff. We're building the swing and the motion later. Next, we need to chop the break into something we can play and rearrange. In Ableton Live 12, the easiest beginner method is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That turns the break into a drum rack, with each slice on its own pad. This is where the fun starts. Play the pads and identify the slices that matter most. You want a kick-heavy slice, a snare slice, maybe a hat tail or shaker slice, and one or two short ghost note style hits. Start by making a simple one-bar pattern. Keep it lean. For example, kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2, a little fill hit around the middle, and maybe another snare or pickup near the end. The important thing here is not to overbuild yet. Jungle rolls work because of movement, not because every gap is filled. Leave space. Now let's add swing, because this is where the break starts feeling like real jungle instead of rigid MIDI. Open the groove pool and drag in a groove with a light shuffle feel. Apply it to your sliced break or MIDI clip. For a good beginner starting point, try timing around 58%, random around 8%, and velocity around 12%. That's enough to make the pattern breathe without losing the DNB drive. If you push the swing too far, it can start to feel lazy or disconnected from the bass. So keep it subtle and listen to how the break sits with the metronome. And here's a really important coach tip. Think in accents, not just notes. A jungle roll sounds much better when a few hits clearly lead and others respond. So use velocity, clip gain, or pad level to make one hit feel like the main accent, and another feel like the answer. Now we build the roll itself. Duplicate your one-bar idea into two or four bars, then make small changes as it moves forward. Repeat a snare hit twice. Add a little ghost note before the main snare. Shorten one slice so it feels tighter and more urgent. Leave a tiny gap before a strong hit so the next one lands harder. A beginner-friendly four-bar shape might be something like this. The first bar is simple, the second bar adds a little more motion, the third bar speeds up the snare energy, and the fourth bar becomes the real fill or transition into the next section. If you're editing MIDI, keep the notes around 16th and 32nd spacing. Don't overcrowd it. One of the easiest beginner mistakes is filling every gap. But in jungle and rollers, those little spaces are what make the groove feel dangerous and alive. If a slice feels too loud, just lower its velocity or clip gain. Uneven accents are part of the sound. It shouldn't feel copy-paste perfect. Now we shape the break so it punches through the mix a little better. Add drum bus for some glue and drive. Keep the boom low or off for now, because we don't want the break fighting the sub. Then try saturator with just a few dB of drive and soft clip turned on. If the break feels muddy, use EQ8 to high pass the really low stuff around 25 to 35 Hz, and maybe dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz if it sounds boxy. This part is about control. You want grit, but not chaos. In a dense drum and bass track, the break roll should feel tough and focused, not fuzzy and washed out. Now for one of the biggest arrangement tricks. Filter automation. Put auto filter on the break and automate it over a few bars. You can start with a low pass filter around 400 to 800 Hz and gradually open it up to 12 or even 18k Hz. Or, if you want the break to thin out before the drop, automate a high-pass filter upward so the low end pulls away as the tension builds. This is what turns the break into an FX phrase instead of just a drum loop. Try thinking in two-bar or four-bar movements. Maybe the first half is darker and filtered, then the second half opens up and becomes brighter and more aggressive. That rising energy is what tells the listener something is about to happen. If you want to make it even bigger, use sends for space. Set up a reverb return and a delay return if you want to. For the reverb, keep the decay fairly short to medium, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, with a little pre-delay so the transients still hit clean. Cut the low end in the reverb so it doesn't smear the bass. For delay, keep it filtered and subtle. And here's the trick, don't send everything. Send only the final snare, a ghost hit, or a transition fill. That way the FX feels special, not messy. Now it's time to arrange the break in a Riedel DNB context. Place the roll in your song like a moment of motion, not a permanent layer. For example, in an intro, you could bring it in every 8 bars. As the drop approaches, make the roll more active over the last 2 bars. Then, right when the drop lands, pull the roll back so the main drums and bass can hit clean. That contrast matters a lot. If everything is always busy, nothing feels big. But if the roll arrives as a special build-up moment, it becomes powerful. And don't forget the bass. This is a huge one. Test the break roll against just the kick and bass first. If it works in that stripped-down setup, it'll usually work in the full mix. Make sure the break isn't masking the sub. If needed, high pass the break slightly around 90 to 150 Hz. Keep the low end focused on the bass, and make the break live more in the mid-range and top-end transients. You can also use utility to keep things more mono in the low end, and spectrum to visually check what's overlapping. A clean bottom end makes everything hit harder. If you want one extra pro move, try freezing and flattening the track or resampling the break roll once it feels right. That gives you an audio version you can trim, reverse, stretch, or reach up. In drum and bass production, printing your ideas like this is super useful because it helps you arrange faster and make more intentional decisions. Now, a few common mistakes to watch for. Too much swing can make the break feel off-grid in a bad way, so keep it subtle. Too many hits can clutter the groove, so leave some space. Too much reverb can wash out the rhythm, so keep the decay sensible and send only selected hits. And if the break is louder than the bass, pull it back. The low end should belong to the bass and kick, not the roll. If you want to push the style further, there are a few great variations to try. Flip the phrase every 2 bars so the second half of the roll feels slightly different. Make one bar dry and tight, then let the next one open up with more reverb or delay. Shorten some note lengths to make the slices more staccato and urgent. You can even try an odd length phrase, like a 3-bar or 6-bar roll, for a more off-balance push. Also, a tiny pause before the drop can make the impact way heavier. Even a 16th note gap can create a serious hit. Let's end with a quick practice challenge. Build 3 versions of the same Jungle Break roll in Ableton Live 12. Make one subtle, one medium, and one intense. Use the same break sample for all 3. Keep each 1 to 4 bars max. Then compare which version grooves best with the bass, which one feels strongest without being crowded, and which one leaves the cleanest space for the next section. That exercise will teach you a lot fast. So to recap, the formula is simple. Start with a chopped break. Add subtle swing with groove pool. Shape the dynamics with velocity and accents. Build motion with small variations. Use filter automation and effects for tension, and keep the low end clean so the bass can breathe. If it swings, breathes, and evolves, it will sound like proper DNB. That's the Jungle Break roll. Tight, alive, and ready to move your arrangement forward.